North Korea has reportedly conducted tests of various military technologies this week, including the cluster bomb warhead of a tactical ballistic missile and an electromagnetic weapon system. State media says North Korea tested its mobile short-range anti-aircraft missile system, as well as the combat capabilities of its tactical ballistic missile warhead, which violates UN sanctions. The tests follow North Korea's recent characterization of South Korea as a hostile enemy, dampening hopes in Seoul for an easing of tensions. Secretary General at the Korea Defense and Security Forum, Shin Jong-woo, says the United States' misjudgment of Iran's capabilities is likely encouraging the action.
North Korea is now focusing not only on advancing its asymmetric weapons, but also on conventional forces that lagged behind in the past. Given this trend, while the South Korean military and the US forces in Korea previously assessed North Korea's conventional tanks and armored vehicles as being significantly inferior, I'm not sure if that will remain the case for the next few decades. I believe that the gap will narrow considerably within the next few years.